I stood on the sidewalk outside of the loft in Detroit's cultural center. I could have reappeared anywhere, of course. The sensible thing would have been to appear in the living room or the kitchen. Except then I would not have had this moment. This ridiculous, nonsensical, blissful moment of looking at the limestone building against the backdrop of a perfect, blue-skied Detroit autumn day. Home. That word is one I never really understood. Homesickness, even less so. It was a concept that made no sense to me. There was never a reason for me to comprehend the idea of it. And what I'd thought of as family, compared to what I have now, compared to the people who lived in the loft, was like comparing the light of a candle to the brilliance of the sun. There is no comparison. I took a breath, breathing in the familiar scent of car exhaust and leaf decay, a perfume so quintessentially Detroit that it brings me back here every time. I'd been looking forward to this day almost since the moment I'd flown away nearly 2 years ago. I'd left. I'd left my best friend, my sister, my queen and God, at a time when she needed me. I'd left, hoping I could come back stronger and better able to serve her. I still hadn't found what I was looking for. Perhaps I never would, but I did feel somewhat less lost. I traveled. I lived. I thought. I still did not know what this life expected of me. Perhaps I'd figure it out at Mollus's side, after all. I took another deep breath, then walked into the parking garage and hit the button for the rickety elevator that would take me up to my friends. An imp met me as I waited and gave me an approving nod.
"Welcome back, Guardian,"
it said, its coarse voice a welcome intrusion into my nervous, excited thoughts. "Thank you," I answered, giving it a nod in return. "How is Our Lady?" It gave a toothy grin.
"Terrifying as always."
I smiled. The elevator came to a stop, and the imp and I stepped in. I hit the button to take us up to the loft. I focused, feeling the power signatures nearby. Several imps, as was always the case when the goddess of death was nearby. The shifter. The frenzied, chaotic power signatures of at least two children. And roaring over all of it, her power. I practically jumped up and down, giddy over the sight of seeing my friend again. The elevator came to a stop, the doors opened, and I heard a crazed cheer from inside the loft. Within seconds, the gleaming wooden door was thrown open, and Mollus Eth Hades, Queen of the Nether, Goddess of Death, was flinging herself at me, tears rolling down her pale cheeks. I hugged her just as hard as she was hugging me, and we laughed in each other's arms. "You're back. You're back," she murmured. I squeezed her harder, enjoying, more than I would have imagined, this simple embrace. I had not realized how simple the act of hugging could be so satisfying. One of many, many things I've learned since my world was turned upside down. I patted her back, squeezed her one more time, and we pulled apart. We looked at each other, both of us with tears streaming down our faces, and Mollus laughed.
"Look what you made me do," she chastised, wiping the tears away.